Welcome to As It Is, a free, daily, 30-minute program designed to help you learn everyday American English. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz at the Voice of America in Washington. Today is Memorial Day, a time to remember and honor those who died in service to the nation. Hundreds of thousands of patriots are buried at Arlington National Cemetery. We will tell you about those hallowed grounds today. Then you will hear Jonathan Evans' weekly technology report. This week, he tells us how smartphones are being used to warn about earthquakes. And, as always, we bring you our regular weekday series, The Making of a Nation. Today, we will tell you about the very strong relationship between President Franklin Roosevelt and British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and how that relationship may have affected World War II.
Roosevelt and Churchill exchanged more than 1,700 letters and messages over a period of 5.5 years.
And finally, in our American Moments series, we take you back to May 25th, 1961, the day President John F. Kennedy asked Congress to approve his plan to land an American on the moon before 1970.
No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind or more important for the long-range exploration of space.
As you can tell, we've got quite a show for you today. Every day here at VOA Learning English, we bring you news from and about America and the world. And we tell you the often surprising and always interesting history of the United States. We're on the radio, on the web, and we come to you on a podcast. We are wherever you are. We're the Voice of America. It is Memorial Day here in the United States. The holiday used to be celebrated on May 30th. But since 1971, Memorial Day has been observed on the last Monday in May, whether or not it falls on the 30th, so that many Americans can have a 3-day holiday weekend. It has become the traditional beginning of the summer travel and vacation season. The main federal government observance of Memorial Day is held at Arlington National Cemetery, across the Potomac River from Washington, D.C. The president, or his representative, places a wreath of flowers at the Tomb of the Unknowns, honoring all of the men and women who have died in America's wars. More than 4 million people visit the cemetery every year. It is the most famous national burial place in the United States. It includes about 250 hectares of rolling hills and trees that were planted hundreds of years ago. Up and down the hills are lines of simple white headstones marking the graves. About 400 of the markers have gold letters on them. These are the burial places of those who have been awarded the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest military honor. Among those buried at the cemetery are military and political leaders, cabinet officers, and Supreme Court justices. Astronauts, explorers, and athletes are also buried there. So are chaplains, nurses, slaves, and even war correspondents. Arlington is on the land that once belonged to George Washington Park Custis, a step-grandson of George Washington. The cemetery holds the graves of soldiers who died in every war in American history. Some who fought and died in the Revolutionary War in the 1700s were moved there from a nearby cemetery. The first military burial was on May 13, 1864, for Private William Christman, who died in the Civil War. On May 15, 1864, two unknown Union soldiers were buried at Arlington. They were the first of almost 5,000 unknowns who are now buried at the cemetery. On March 4, 1921, Congress approved the burial of an unidentified American soldier from World War I. It is now the site of the famed Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Nearly 4,000 former slaves are buried at Arlington National Cemetery. One of them is James Parks. He dug the first graves in the cemetery, and he is the only person buried there who was also born on the property. Two American presidents are buried at Arlington National Cemetery. William Howard Taft was president in the early 1900s. John F. Kennedy was president in the 1960s. More people have visited his grave than any other in the United States. Other famous people buried at the cemetery include Joe Louis. He was an Army sergeant in World War II. He was a world champion boxer. Robert E. Perry discovered the North Pole. Dr. Anita Newcomb McGee founded the Army Nurse Corps. And the remains of the seven astronauts, who died when the space shuttle Challenger exploded, are buried in Section 46. 65 foreigners are also buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Britain has the most, with 26. South Vietnam has 10, including 9 unknown soldiers. Not everyone who gave military service to the United States may be buried at the cemetery. Those who can be buried there include anyone who died while serving on active duty or who retired from the military. Also eligible are those who received high military awards, including the Medal of Honor, those who were injured in combat, and former prisoners of war. Some federal government officials and the spouse and children of those buried at Arlington may also be eligible. There is no cost for the burial or funeral service. Cemetery officials are worried that they will soon run out of space